What's the job one for offense this week? Coach Ferentz has talked about getting the number two running backs some experience. Is that sort of, or for you, is it healing?
Well, it's a little bit of both, really. You know, we got to find a balance this week of recovering and healing some guys up, getting, you know, our legs back under us. But at the same time, you know, it can't just be a lay around and do nothing week. You know, we certainly have a lot of work planned, but we've also got some rest time built into it. So it's really a period for us of trying to find a good balance there where we're still sharpening ourselves, we're still improving, but without, you know, completely destroying ourselves.
What I know you guys probably are very interested in the Michigan State game Saturday. How do you guys watch a football game? Do you get together? Do you... How does that work?
I mean, some guys will get together. Some guys will watch it on their own. You know, it's all different. Some guys won't watch it at all. You know, you try and sit down and you try and watch, you know, a weekend of college football and just watch it as a weekend of college football. But it's very hard to do when you're a college football player, especially if, you know, it's two teams that you know you're going to have to play. You know, no matter how hard you try and look at it, you know, completely objectively, there's always going to be that little part of you that, you know, is trying to, you know, pick up little things here and there. It's like watching tape in the film room.
So it'd be like a 5-hour ordeal with you guys, it sounds like, with the DVR and everything.
Basically, yeah, crazy stuff.
Well, you just mentioned how, because you're going to also be playing Michigan State down the road, too. Is that kind of a concern, like, if you do watch that game, either it's like, okay, you want to focus on Michigan, but, oh, well, Michigan State, look at this play that they're doing, or look at this, that thought ever kind of come up?
Not really. You know, you look at it, and I mean, for me, you know, I'd probably watch both defensive lines, and I'll probably watch their offensive lines too, and just kind of, you know, as an offensive lineman, you know, just kind of watch that for their technique and whatnot. But you know, mostly, it's not official tape. It's not, yeah. You know, it's hard to get some of the angles, the, you know, the schemes and whatnot down. So, you know, you can watch it and try to enjoy it. You know, you're gonna kind of, you know, try and pick it apart a little bit. But, you know, I mean, when it's time to buckle down on one team, we buckle down on one team.
Do you like the bye week?
I love the bye week. I think the bye week's great. You know, it's tough playing Division I football, especially in the Big Ten. It's a real physical conference, and, you know, the way that we play offensive line, the way that we play football in general is very hard. It's a lot of hard work. We don't take the easy way around anything. You know, we're always trying to find the best way to do things, and the best way is often the most difficult way. So I think it's very important for us to have a bye week.
What are you going to do this week or this weekend that maybe you haven't had a chance to do in a couple months, you know, be at schoolwork, hanging out with your girlfriend, anything? That's kind of the one thing you want to do.
Well, I'm going home. It's my birthday Thursday, so I'm headed back Friday. But, you know, I think a lot of guys just sleep, really. You know, I don't think many people realize the amount of sleep that we don't get, you know, in a regular week between staying here until, you know, 11 o'clock at night watching film and getting up at 6 in the morning to go lift. You know, it's good to be able to have a week like this when you can lay down, you know, take a nap in the middle of the day sometimes, catch your breath, and just really get your legs back under.
So what was your reaction then when you saw the bye week just happened to be this week?
I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I wouldn't have really mattered. Or I don't think it would have mattered what week it was. It's nice to have it, you know, right now and towards more of the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know sometimes some teams had it, you know, right at the beginning. Some teams have it right at the end. I think this is a good place for it for us.
Well, I was wondering, like, with regards to it being your birthday, as you said, tomorrow.
No. Man, this is, you know, it's, I haven't had a birthday in so long, I don't even know what I do, you know. You know, maybe somebody will throw me a surprise party. I don't know, but you know, it is a week of recovery. It's, you know, it's a week of you know, of not getting sloppy. You know, it's a week of really focusing on the fundamentals, on the basics, on doing things right. Because it's easy when you get into a bye week like this to just kind of let things slip and start to, you know, go backwards. And we can't be going backwards. We have to move forward.
So when you're in practice, then do you even think about your upcoming game at all, or is it just all strictly focusing, as you said, like on fundamentals and worrying more about what you guys are doing as a team?
I mean, we'll know when we get out there, but for the most part, I would imagine the way that our coaching staff does things, it'll be entirely focused on our own fundamentals and our own technique for now. You know, Michigan, we've got a week to prepare for Michigan. We've got a week to prepare for everybody on our schedule. But, you know, if we can use this week to sharpen up, you know, ourselves, then I think it's going to make it easier the rest of the way.
Talk about, what does Brett Morris mean to your offense? And say, not every team uses a traditional fullback. It's not a glamorous role, but
Yeah, it's actually kind of annoying. We watch so much film, and, you know, hardly anybody plays a two-back scheme anymore. So, you know, we're looking for teams that run with a fullback, and it's almost impossible to find. But for us, I mean, Brett Morris, he's a spark. You know, he's almost like the life of the offense. I mean, you know, he'll just be walking up and down the bench if you watch him, you know, at games. He's at our bench, and he's at the running backs bench, and he's down with the tight ends. He'll go down with the quarterbacks. You know, he's a spark, and he's a fire, and he's a life, and we just love watching him, you know, do his job.
A little bit of the glue, then.
A little bit of the glue. He does kind of keep everything together. It's really cool.
What's the schedule like different, or how many days off do you guys have this week that you don't normally have during a regular game?
Game day. That's really about it. We're here the same number of days. We're working, pretty much the same amount. It's just the matter of having, you don't have any football on Saturday. You don't have a game to prepare for. So you don't do as much, film work outside of the complex as you normally would. You don't spend as much time, stressing, I guess, and thinking every single day about the upcoming opponent. So that kind of gives you the ability to rest mentally as well as physically, which I think is important.
But everything else is pretty much the same.